Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would just give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Here we go. If you have your cell phones, put them on the silent position. Amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Endued with the Power of the Holy Spirit. Endued with the Power of the Holy Spirit. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And I'm going to transition my mic now. Amen, amen. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Amen. And so, turn me to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and here we go. And it reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoptions as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Did you catch that? The good pleasure of His will. Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made us accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purchased or purposed in Himself. Praise God. Verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Notice it's all about His will. It's all about what He has in store for us. Verse 12. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Is that a blessing to know that? Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Praise God. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Yes. Amen. 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 And saying so, in order to truly comprehend our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to understand the wonderful works of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Praise God. And when you and I, when we get saved, the Holy Spirit starts to transform us. Praise God. He begins to empower us. And during that process, He comforts us. And He teaches. He teaches you and I many things to come. Hallelujah. How many of you have already had dreams and visions? Oh, come on. Because God said He would promise that. That He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh in the last days. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So saints, this morning we're going to look at the extraordinary attributes of the purpose that He has prepared for our lives. Can I get amen? Amen. So let's go back here to the Word. This is what the Holy Spirit first came to, is this right here. He convicts what? Of sin. Of sin. Praise God. And it's right here found in the Word of God in John 16:8. Look at this. And when he has come, who? The Holy Spirit. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Wow. Wow. Go back to your BC years. Come on. We had no consciousness, no awareness. We had no conviction of the things of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We were rebels. Hallelujah. Disobedient children. Can I get amen? Oh, that's how we rolled, didn't we? But when God came in our life, whoo, man, supernatural event took place. And we've been changed. And now we're like Him, becoming like Him. Praise God. Praise God. And so, saints, I have seen the Holy Spirit fall in many places that I've visited. I seen Him fall on a crusade. I remember Brother Felipe invited me to a crusade, and the Holy Ghost fell. And many got filled with the Holy Spirit right there. I mean, just hundreds. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, conviction of sin is the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. Look what else happens to you and I right here. Look at this. He regenerates us by His power. Hallelujah. Regeneration, meaning the dead self, the dead spirit that was once dead, it comes alive now.
Amen.
And He regenerates us from the inside out. Can I get an amen? He gives us a mind and a heart. Hallelujah. To believe the things of God now. To believe who He is. And then we start lining up to His will. Praise God. Praise God. See, there was an awesome meeting between Jesus and Nicodemus. How many know who Nicodemus is? Yes, I call him Nick at Night. Hallelujah. Nicodemus is a Pharisee who snuck out at night to come see Jesus. Why? Because he didn't want his peers to know that he came to the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See, all the Pharisees didn't believe in who Jesus was. They thought he was an imposter. But Nicodemus said, how can this man be an imposter? Look at all the miracles he's doing. He was raising the dead. Can I get amen? He was giving blind eyes to see. He was causing those who couldn't speak to speak. Praise God. He fed 5,000 on a hill and did it again. He did it twice. And so Nicodemus saw all this. And so let's go here in John 3. Look, I'm going to pick up this story right here. Nick at Night. And Jesus immediately cut to the chase. He could have said, you know, well, let's have a cup of tea. Let's talk about the news of the day. Look what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What? Look at verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? In other words, he thought that someone had to crawl back up his mother's womb and come out again. We all know that's an impossible thing that could never happen like that. So what Nicodemus didn't understand, he didn't understand that we needed a second birth that would come from heaven. And so Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Look at verse 6 right up here. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must what? Be born again. So there's no option here. In order to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. You have to have your second birth. Praise God. Without the second birth, you are still walking in your dead self. Can I get amen? But when the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, hallelujah, He'll change you from the inside out. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And he goes on to explain this. Look at this. He says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be what? Born again. Look at this. The wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So everyone who is born of the Spirit. Wow. So let me just pause here real quick and explain this. When I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I didn't know where it came from. I didn't know what. All I knew, I'm gonna just give you a short little illustration. Let's just say you have empty pockets, okay? And you put your left hand in your pocket, and there's nothing there. Okay, so you take your hand out, and then you put it back in there. And you go, oh my gosh, where did this $100 came from? Huh? It was just there, right? Well, when you're born of the Holy Spirit by faith, He comes upon you, and you don't even know where He's coming from. All of a sudden, bam, He explodes in you. Woo! And then you are changed from that moment on. Amen. He says, I will never leave you nor what? Forsake you. Wow. You see, saints, we need to be, you and I, as saints, we need to be recharged continually. Can I get an amen? Amen. Every time we gather like this, we need to be in the presence where the Holy Spirit dwells. Hallelujah. Why? So we can get recharged again. Can I get amen? Well, we can be in His presence. Hallelujah. And fill the dynamic of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know about you guys who weren't here Wednesday night, but Wednesday night, the Holy Ghost was thick in here. Can I get amen? How many can witness that the Holy Spirit touched you that night? Oh, come on. Oh, yes. Come on. Yeah, it was powerful. And guess what? We were just praising God, teaching the Word, and God's Spirit fell. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know why? Because of this right up here. Let's look at this. He chooses to indwell us. Meaning, it is God's desire to come inside and live inside you. Listen, that's when the Word of God becomes alive. It's no longer ink on pages. Can I get amen? When He comes inside and He becomes birthed in you. Oh my gosh, there's no other place like that. Hallelujah. And then you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to live forever because He's living inside you. Look what Paul wrote to the Colossian church right up here. Look at this. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to His saints. It's been revealed to you and I. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. That's us. Hallelujah. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, that's what it's all about. It's about in the day that we live in, our generation, that men and women will have an opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Look what it says in 1 John right up here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because He who is in you, did you catch that? He who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So because we have Jesus living inside us, guess what? Satan has no more access. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. You're heaven bound and a hell to shun. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Man, I'm telling you, when you get saved, man, you are now on a joy ride. Even through suffering, even through sickness, even through financial difficulty, even when you have relational problems, hallelujah, God is still with you. Can I get amen? And He will comfort you through that predicament. Praise God. Look what else Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians here. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is what? Outside of you? Upon you? No, in you. He's inside of us. Look at this. Whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. What does that mean, you are bought with a price? The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, when Jesus went to the cross, He paid for our sins. And there's nothing we can pay back God with other than worship Him and praise Him and thank Him for your salvation. Come on, let's give a hand clap to God for saving us. Hallelujah. Woo, He saved us. Hallelujah, from the guttermost to the uttermost. Praise God. And look what else takes place here once we get filled with His Spirit. Look at this right up here. He seals us, marking us as His own. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that? Hallelujah. When you become a child of God, He marks you now. Hallelujah. You see, the enemy knows who you are. Hallelujah. And that's why he comes to try to buffet you. See, the unbeliever, the one that doesn't know God, they care less what happens during the course of a day. They don't have a relationship with God. But us, we do. And so does the enemy. But that's why God put the Spirit of God in us. Can I get an amen? So now we have an offense. Not just a defense. We have an offense. Hallelujah. And that's through prayer. Through pulling down strongholds. To rebuking the enemy in your life. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. God has equipped us. He's given us the full armor of God. The helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. He's given us the breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith. He's given us the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He has girded up us with truth. Hallelujah. And then He has given us the feet shod prepared to take the gospel of peace around the world. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? He's given us the full armor of God. Can I get an amen? Amen. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this in Ephesians. In Ephesians 1:13. In Him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That means God will never take it back.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, back in the day, I don't know if you guys ever used this term, but back in the day, let me use their toy. You could have my toy. And they go, no, I want it back now. And then I used to say, oh, you Indian giver. Now, it wasn't a racial thing. It was just a slogan we used, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want it back here. But God said, He said, we are sealed. Hallelujah. With the Holy, He will never take that back. Can I get an amen? Come on. Hallelujah. We are a child of God, eternally secured in Christ Jesus as a born-again believer. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. Who is the guarantee? Praise God. He even says, I guarantee it. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, it's not an expiration thing where you go to Walmart, take something. I'm sorry, you missed it by one day. It's your product now. Hallelujah. This is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Is He worthy? So saints, the world should see us and know that we are His. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When you come into of unbelievers, they should know that you are a child of God.
Amen.
Number one, first of all, they will sense the presence of God emulating from your life. It'll just pour out. Number two, you will never have their language again. Hallelujah. You will treat them with kindness. You will never spew out ungodliness. Can I get amen? Because He drives it out. And He gives you a new tongue. You know, I know a lot of us receive the gift of tongues, right? But also, when you receive a gift of tongues, He also cleans up your vocabulary and gives you a new tongue. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. No longer cursing. No longer saying this and that. Can I get amen? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. It's praises and blessings. Hallelujah. Tongue of praises. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, when we're filled, people need to know this. Let's look at this scripture right up here. In John 13, look at this. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my what? Disciples. If you have what? Love. For one another. Praise God. Praise God. And so, love is the mark of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Man, if you are still a sourpuss, and people see like you just drank prune juice, or you put a saladito in your mouth. Hallelujah. They're not going to see no Holy Ghost in you. Can I get an amen? Jesus help us. Jesus help us. Hallelujah. Man, they should be seeing kindness and gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, gentleness, patience. Can I get an amen? Or do we tell one another, hurry up! Huh? Can't you get it right? Oh, no, no, we don't say that, do we? I hope not. You no good for nothing. Okay, we don't, come on. That's not our MO no more, is it? It's okay. Listen. Hey, listen. If that person is not getting it quick enough, go and help them. Can I get amen? Go and help them. Hallelujah. Let me help you. Let me help you get this done quicker. Come on. So, this is why. This is why the Holy Spirit needs to teach us. Can I get amen? We need to be taught once we get saved. A lot of us, we get saved, we go, what do we do? No, we need to be taught, right? It's learning all over again. And so, He teaches us. Praise God. And we find this in John 14, 26. Look at this. But the Helper, who's the Helper? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, when the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I sent to you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, another thing that God gives you with the power of the Holy Spirit is the anointing. Woo! When God anoints you, when you speak, God gives other people's ears to hear and eyes to see. They will know when you speak, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to them. Oh, that's right. Look at this. It's found in 1 John right up here. Look at this. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Praise God. Praise God. Is that not a blessing to know, saints? Huh? Is that a blessing to know? The Holy Spirit takes the knowledge of the Word that we read and hear, and it puts it to the heart where we, you and I, believe the Word of God. How many of you believe the Word of God?
Amen.
Every jot and tittle is already forever settled in heaven. We cannot amend anything. We cannot change anything. We got to say yes and amen. Thy Word is truth. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It is there in the heart that the Word of God becomes the Rhema word. Praise God. Look what Paul wrote to the Roman church right up here. He wrote this. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does continually, He does this. He reminds us again and again and again of what He has done in your life. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? Praise God. Now, we read this scripture, but we're going to read it again because it tells us right here. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, are you not glad that He keeps reminding us? I want Him to remind me all the time.
Yes.
Why? Because we can go 1, 2, 3 days, and they will pass, and we will forget on what we've learned. Oh, that's right. Here's the litmus test. What's today? Sunday, right? Okay. So a week ago, Tuesday, what did you do at 3:45 p.m.? Can you recall what you did at 3:45 p.m. last Tuesday? Can you recall what you said at that moment? No, we can't, huh? Because our minds are very limited. We have to be constantly reminded. Guess what? If you never talk, if those of you that are married, if you never talk to your spouse, you'll forget who they are. If you never spoke to them. If you never spoke to your children. You'll forget who they are. Oh yeah, we have to be reminded every day. Can I get an amen? And that's why God reminds us of who He is. Hallelujah. Because the children of Israel forgot Him, and so they had to wander around the desert for 40 years. Because they forgot all the miracles that He did. They forgot that God, hallelujah, freed them from the Egyptian slavery for 400 years. They forgot that He parted the Red Sea for them. They forgot that He fed them in the desert. They forgot that He put sunlight and heat for them in the chill of the night. Hallelujah. He did so many miracles, and yet they forgot. And so He said, okay, since you forgot who I am, I'm going to forget who you are. And they had to walk around that whole mountain for 40 years until a new generation came in. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this now, saints. He guides and directs our steps. Aren't you so blessed?
Yes.
Because the Word of God will back that up. Paul wrote to the Roman church and said this. Look at what he said. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Notice, led. He leads us. He takes our hand and He leads us. Praise God. And because we are led by Him, hallelujah, we are the sons and daughters of God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, look what King David wrote. He wrote this in the book of Psalms right up here. Look at this in Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Praise God. Listen, let me just say this. None of us are going to live a perfect life as a saint. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Many of us fumble the ball. Many of us said things we shouldn't have said. We've done things we shouldn't have done. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But God, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can I get amen? God has made a provision. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Can I get an amen from the north wing over there? Can I get an amen from the west wing over here? Praise God. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so since God spoke to my heart many times to teach and preach His word, and I am so verily, verily blessed today to say yes to His will, not mine. Can I get an amen? I was sharing that with my wife last night because we're celebrating my birthday today. And I recall when we were at the temple, we were celebrating my 50th. Remember that?
Yeah.
Rabbi came in, and he even came in and got a little cake and some of Sister Tammy's chili beans. That had some poke in them. Rabbi, I'm sorry if you're watching right now. That was many years ago. Don't hold it against us. You know, Jews, they're kosher. Can I get an amen? When we were in Israel, they said, I'm sorry, we don't have those short, four-legged cows. My goodness. Now, praise God. Praise God. We had to gather ourselves on that one. Okay, look at this. Look at this right up here. He is our helper and comforter. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He's our comforter. Praise God. Look what Paul wrote to the Hebrews. In the book of Hebrews, look at this. Right up here in Hebrews 13:6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is what? My helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. While the world right now is in chaos, while there's wars and wars still to come, what can man do to me? Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look what King David wrote right up here in Psalm 54, right up here. Look at this. In Psalm 54, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil and cut them off in your truth. Let me pause this for a moment time right now. Let me just say this, saints of God. If you're doing the will of God, if God's called you in the ministry or just to be a saint of God, to love your family, to love, listen, no devil in hell will be able to come against you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, listen, and if they lay their tongue on you, hallelujah, behind your back, God's going to deal with them, and He will deal with them swiftly. You know why? Because He doesn't want a cancer in His church. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God will deal with your enemies. And listen, Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So even if you know who the evildoers are, don't say a word to them. Pray, just pray, God, I bless them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I bless them, God. I don't say anything bad against them. I won't curse them, God. But God, I turn them to You.
Amen.
Let Your perfect will be done. And let me just say this. When you give it to God, God will take care of biz. He may not do it right away, but let me tell you, He will do it. He will make sure that you and me, hallelujah, are not oppressed by an evildoer. Can I get an amen? Because God loves His children. Praise God. He loves us. We're His. We're forever His. Look what John wrote right here in John 15:26. But the Helper comes, and when I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look at what else it says in the next verse right up here. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. Aren't you so blessed?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And one of the things that the Spirit of God not only comforts us, not only seals us, not only blesses us, not only empowers us, but He disperses spiritual gifts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at this. He gives us spiritual gifts. Praise God. Listen, some of you can lay hands on someone and man, they will immediately be healed. And you can lay hands on your own self and you're going through for weeks. Can I get amen? Oh, come on. Man, I prayed for my man, Lord, and I have someone pray for me and bam. Someone heal. God heals me right away. Well, that's a gift. Then other gifts God has given the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the works of help. Oh, some of you can help like no other man. There's some people that I know in our church and other churches. You don't even have to tell them what to do. They just pick up a broom and here they go. Oh, come on, because God put that spirit in them. A spirit of help, hallelujah, to build up His church. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Look what Paul wrote right here to the Corinthian church. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant, but know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, whomever you were led. And some of us were entangled with all kinds of dumb idols. Can I get an amen? And we're not talking about American Idol. We're talking about these dumb idols we had. That we cherish. That, oh man, come on.
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, there was some stuff that I had before I got saved. My music. Don't touch my music. Mm-mm. When I got saved, I had to throw that stuff away. I remember I was a senior in high school. I had a 66 Caprice. Hallelujah. Chop top. It was lifted all the way around 520, and then it got stolen. I parked it right in front of Lincoln. It was a Sweetwater basketball game because I went to Sweetwater. And when I walked outside, my car was gone. And someone said, "Yeah, we heard your car driving off with the alarm going on." And then, you know, when I got saved, God showed me that was just an idol that you had. He goes, "I'm going to give you something better. I'm going to give you me." Hallelujah. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember there was some things in my life that God said, "I need you to get rid of these things because they're an idol to you." Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Many of us have idols in our lives. We don't know what they are, but God will show you. And you know what? What I love about it? He graciously takes it from you. Hallelujah. He doesn't slam you on the ground. "Get rid of it now." No. Eventually what happens is, you know what? I don't desire these things no more. I just don't want these things no more. Why? Because God is transforming your mind. Can I give you amen? He's teaching you better things. Because anything that's of the world cannot coexist with the things of God. You're either for God or you're against God. Can I get amen? You're either going to glorify Him and magnify Him, or you're going to do otherwise. Look at this in verse 4 right up here. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. Praise God. Look at this. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Your gift will profit everyone. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. If you got the gift of help, it's going to bless everyone. You know why? Because you're coming along to help. Amen. If God's giving you a word, it'll bless the church. Why? Because you'll give a word of prophecy to edify, to build up. It's never to tear down. Can I get amen? Whenever you start tearing down, that's not of God. God wants to build you up. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. But to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. Look at verse 9 right up here. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit all these things distributing to each one individually as He wills. Praise God. So, we're learning about what the Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look what else He does right up here. Look at this. Remember I talked about it? He fills us. He comes inside of us. Praise God. And this is why Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. He said it best right up here. Look at this. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody into your heart to the Lord. That's what God does. When He fills you, hallelujah, you don't need to be drunk and intoxicated. And when he means being drunk, it's not so much with liquor, being intoxicated of the things of the world. Because the world can intoxicate you with their humanistic mindset, their philosophies, the way they don't honor God. It'll intoxicate you if you buy into that. That's why, you know what? I used to be, you know, really leaning toward, you know, the political world. God said, take a step back. Because there's sin in both camps. There's sin in the Republican. There's sin in the Democrats. And both parties have embraced one thing that God calls an abomination. They embrace it. And that's homosexuality. They embrace that. Oh, look out. Look out what God will do down the road. We need to pray for our nation. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at this in Acts 9:17. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me, that you may receive what? Your sight and be what?
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Touched?
Filled.
Walk?
Filled.
Filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. That is God's desire for us, that we would open our hearts, hallelujah, and lift up our hands and say, God, fill me. Fill me with your power. If you've never sought for the Lord, seek him. And you don't have to seek him in a church setting like this. Seek him at home. Seek him in your room. I got water baptized on a Monday. By the grace of God, 34 years ago, I got water baptized on a Monday. And that I was seeking the Holy Ghost. And I remember my kids were really small. And that following Saturday, before Sunday, I had already promised them to take them to Disneyland. So we were there going on the rides. And I'm saying, hallelujah, God, I love you. I praise you. Fill me, God. Listen, I don't really remember that day other than my mind was seeking him. I was like a pit bull that wouldn't let go of a pant leg. You ever seen that? Hallelujah. I was tenacious. My mind was made up. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that following day, God did it. God did it. Brother Felipe was there. You know, Evangelist Felipe Reyes. And Elder Smith was sitting behind me. We were in the small little chapel. And they used to say, you go there to tarry for the Holy Ghost. So I was in there, man, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was doing all this. Nothing was happening. And I said, you know, I'm okay. I have everything that you guys have. He goes, no, you'll know. You'll know. And so I was in there for an hour. I was giving up. I want to go home. I'm getting tired now. I'm going home. And so Elder Smith said, Brother Fee, what do you love in life? I said, I love a lot of things. He goes, do you like going camping? Yeah, I could give or take that. He goes, do you like going dining? I go, yeah, I do. And then he goes, do you love sports? And my eyes lit up. He goes, oh, what sports do you love? I go, this order, boxing, football. He goes, okay. He goes, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. He goes, but go back into your heart of hearts and kick them off the throne of your heart and put Christ there. Have them sit on your throne and move them out of the way. And I said, okay. I went back and I said, God, Jesus, I want you sitting on my heart. I want nothing else. Nothing else matters. I just want you. As soon as I came to that understanding, all Brother Felipe did was just touch my forehead. He didn't grab me by the nap of the neck in the name of Jesus and try to snap my neck. He just touched me. And the Holy Ghost, man, I was tingling. My whole body was tingling. And then all of a sudden, boom, out of my belly. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And man, it went automatically. I was in tongues for 3 hours. I couldn't stop. I was going on for 3 hours. It was just flowing. And man, I mean, I couldn't. The corners of my mouth were pinned to my ears like this. I had so much joy, I couldn't comprehend it. And I say it in a way that I could only describe this. That when that happened, it felt like someone inside me took residence. And I'm looking through their eyes because they're inside me now. And someone else was smiling for me. And I didn't know what that was until they explained it. Oh, you just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And now God lives in you. And let me tell you, I went home. I must have called up 50 people. And they all one by one started hanging up on me. And one guy said, man, what's he on now? I'm high on the Most High. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I had to share that again. For those of you who have never sought the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, all you have to do is lift up your hands and say, God, fill me. Fill me with your presence. Fill me with your power. Fill me with your love. And man, he'll come in like a rushing mighty wind. And he'll give you everything you need in your life. And joy unspeakable. And we're going to give that opportunity before we end this message. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. By the way, we got some Lito's lasagna and a Hans and Harry cake. Woo! Oh, I'm going to stop right now and continue with this message. I don't want to end it quick. So, listen, saints. The Holy Spirit in us brings forth fruit. Fruit. What is the fruit? He don't give you bananas and oranges and apples. It's not that kind of fruit. Can I get an amen? The fruit is right up here in Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against us there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. You see, when we try to subdue our own self, we struggle there. But when you have the power of the Holy Ghost, then God's fruit overcomes, and there's no work no more. You just fall in love with Jesus, and you won't have to worry about putting those ungodly passions and crucify that flesh no more. Why? Because God's going to live in you, and He will empower you, and He will bless you to do that. Can I get an amen? But look what Jesus said in the book of Matthew here. A good tree cannot bear what? Bad fruit. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. He's talking about the unbeliever and the believer. Okay? So an unbeliever cannot bear good fruit. They don't know how to operate with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness. Their mode of operation is this. Bleepity, bleepity, bleep. And then Jesus Christ will come out. They'll curse God. Their walk is basically almost a curse. Because they have God not in their knowledge. Now, we that have the Holy Spirit, we cannot do that no more. We cannot do the works of an unbeliever no more. This is what God is saying. Look, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit. So in other words, He cleans up our life. Can I get amen? Amen. He gets rid of the junk in the trunk. God does all that for us. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. They can't. Because they're unregenerated. They're still unsaved. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. What does that mean? I used to think, man, Lord, you know, can we as believers get tossed into the fire like that? No, He's talking about the unbeliever that reject God their whole life and they die in their sin. Then they get cast into hell. Wow. But for us, God has given us eternal life. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so, as we're coming in for a close here, look at this. He empowers us. Yes. Empowers us by His Spirit. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look what I believe it was Luke. Luke is the one who wrote the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. And look what he... Oh, wait. Let me give you this one right here. First. We're going to go to Luke. Behold, I give you authority to what? To trample on serpents and scorpions. Meaning, God has given us the power to bind and rebuke the devil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. How many so blessed to know that your name is written in heaven? Hallelujah. Listen, God, you can have all the gifts. You can do all that. Just have my name written in heaven, God. But because He loves us, He gives us those gifts on top of it. Hallelujah. On top of salvation, He gives us His gifts. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But then now we'll go to Acts where Luke wrote this as well. It says this, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. Let me just pause on this power. You see, when you get filled with Holy Ghost power, guess what? You will testify to anyone and everyone that comes into your life and you will tell them about Jesus automatically. No one has to prod you and push you.
No.
No, it comes natural. It'll flow. Why? Because God's living inside you. And God is speaking to you. God is saying, speak to that one. Speak to that one. Tell them about me. I'm calling them too. Hallelujah. It comes naturally. The power. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And look what it says here. And you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. Well, guess what? Maybe some of us will never get to Israel, to Samaria, or to Jerusalem, or to Judea. But guess where Judea is in our realm? Your next door neighbor. Your unbelieving friend and family member. That's Samaria and Judea. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Speak to them. Hallelujah. Tell them about God. Tell them about Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And watch God bring them into the great salvation. We must wait on God and be still at times. Most of us just want fast food blessing from God. They that wait upon the Lord will receive the Lord. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Come on, don't rush. Man, I just labor with Him. And listen, are you seeking Him? He will give you everything you need. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Because Luke wrote this again. Look at this. He wrote this. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued. This is where I got the message. Endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. Before you leave this place, if you haven't received this power, we're going to give you an opportunity. Just raise your hands. Hallelujah. And ask God to come in. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And look at this, saints of God. The Holy Spirit anoints us. Hallelujah. He anoints us. Thank you, God. Look at this. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. You do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it's true and it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. Hallelujah. Saints, let me just say this. The works of the devil can only be destroyed by the anointing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
By the anointing. Hallelujah. I don't know if you remember back in the day. I mean, I was just a 15-year-old. And that movie came out, The Exorcist. Remember that? Me and six other brothers, there was seven of us. We're friends. We were brothers in Christ. We're just good friends. Unsaved. We went to go see that movie. And none of us wanted to go home. Matter of fact, we all of us slept on the same bed. Because we were so frightened. We were so scared. And I don't know if you remember, there was a priest in there. And he came with the cross and the holy water. And he would say, and Christ compels you. And I go, now that I'm a believer, this guy had no anointing. He came in there religiously. And that demon jumped on him. It's the same thing in real life. If you're going to go in and try to pray and rebuke the devil, and you not saved and not anointed, that spirit says, I know Paul, I know Jesus, but who are you? Oh man, he will strip you naked and you'll run butt naked out of the door. Oh come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You remember that, brother? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. See, we need the anointing. We need the anointing of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this. We're going to read this scripture once again. Look at this. But the anointing which you receive from Him abides in you. And you do not need to teach anyone, but the same anointing teaches you all things. And is true and not a lie. Just as it has taught you, will abide in Him. Because Jesus came to destroy the what? The works of the devil. And when God gave us His power, His Spirit, He has given us His anointing. And now we can lay hands on a demon-filled person and not fear. Can I get an
amen?
Because the power of God will rebuke him.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And I end with this scripture right here. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. He has given us his anointing. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Saints of God, before we go break bread in the kitchen and all that, I need God send, give everyone an opportunity. Hallelujah. There's never been Holy Ghost filled. And I'm going to ask everyone just to lift up your hands right now. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. And just close your eyes. And just clear your heart out. Just clear it out. No distractions there. And kick everything off. And I want you to pray this with me. And then we're going to pray for the fire to fall. Hallelujah. Pray this with me. Dear Lord Jesus. I come to you, God. Boldly. But humbly. To the throne room of grace. Lord, you see where I'm at. Right now. I am nothing without you. And I need you, God. More than ever. Lord Jesus, I open my heart, my soul, and my mind to the Holy Spirit. I ask you, God, to fill me now with your presence, with your power, with the anointing that God's Spirit will rule and reign in my soul. From this moment on, God, I give you my life, God. I ask for your anointing to do your will, to do the things I cannot do on my own. I need your Holy Ghost power. I need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless me now, God. Hallelujah. Start worshiping him right now. Hallelujah. Raboshika raboshia. Lord, fall on them right now, God. Let your presence fall. In the name of Jesus. Shakarabosia. Rebeshetarabokotorabosia. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, bless them right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God. Lord, we've read about you. Hallelujah. Lord, you told us the things about you. Now let us experience you, God. In the name of Jesus. Okoraboshikarabasa. Hallelujah. Refill him, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Fill her right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Fill my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch him right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost fall right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Bless her, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Touch my brother right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Touch my brother. Hallelujah. My cousin, my uncle. In the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, God. Empower them right now. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless my brother right now. By the power of the Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch my sister once again, oh God. Empower her. Lord, she loves you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. Bless my sister, God. Hallelujah. Bless sister, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Woo, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabokokorabasia. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, saints. You've got a shout of praise. Give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints of God, this is another opportunity to give those who will be watching on YouTube and Facebook. We're not live right now, but it'll go live in a few hours. Hallelujah. To those who are anticipating this message. And so, for those who are watching right now, this is your opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that you too can receive the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So pray this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Come on. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.